Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrell, and towards Meyer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Lee reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. Stone moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Appling reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Pete reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a pop-up into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-3 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis strikes out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a pop-up into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.